It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Well, where do I begin with this edition of the interface here at IYFWrestling.com? Joey LaRocque joining you once again here, folks. Heat Strike is over, and there is so much that has come out of this event that has directly affected the Coronation Cup show on Saturday, August 18th. I just don't know where to begin, so I guess it's just easier if we just go through the card and we'll see how everything is being tied into the Coronation Cup show now. So let's get to it. We start off the show with a triple threat elimination match between Shiloh Robinson, Elite Terrell, and the debuting Keiji Kizashi. These three men put on an incredible matchup that night, but Shiloh Robinson definitely showed his dominance. He defeated Kizashi first and then defeated Elite Terrell to win the match. After that contest, Minister Max Burton gave Shiloh Robinson the microphone so he could finally make a statement he tried to make to be put up here at IYFWrestling.com back in June. And Shiloh simply stated that he is ready and he wants his shot at the New Breed Championship, and he put a challenge out to the winner of the New Breed title match that night. Then we would see Guillaume Desaad, one half of Blood Money, take on Chuck Deep, one half of Pure Dynamite. These men were having a great competitive matchup when Scott Scarsdale interfered and Bad Brad Wesley wasn't too far behind. All four men were in the ring battling it out, and Minister Max Burton invoked what he called an executive privilege and made a non-title tag match between Blood Money and Pure Dynamite later on that evening. Blood Money, of course, was not happy with this decision, but Pure Dynamite was definitely up for it, and they were ready to take on the tag team champion non-title later on. Then we saw the return of the Shabazz Tribe Warrior, Itana, with Good Lord Willing at his side, taking on the Crusader of Old School, Ian Daniels. Ian Daniels put forth a very valiant effort in this one, but the size and strength and utter ferocity of Itana proved to be the deciding factor as he got the victory over Ian Daniels. And I've gotten a confirmation of another match that's been signed for the Coronation Cup show because of what we saw there at Heat Strike, and because of a match we saw back in July at Can't Tread on Us, you will see in tag team action, Good Lord Willing and Itana against Ian Daniels and the Rickety Rocket. Of course, the Rocket will have Babs Booster by his side for this tag team contest. Then we would see the New Breed title match, Liam McFerrin, the defending champion, against Blood Money member, the real Robert L. Coleman, in a very, very highly competitive matchup between these two men, but Liam McFerrin came out on top with the Irish Lariat and retained the New Breed title. Shiloh Robinson was watching this match from the aisleway the entire time. He never interfered, but when the match was over, he entered the ring, put a hand out to Liam McFerrin, and Liam accepted it, shook his hand, and that definitely indicated that Liam was definitely willing to give Shiloh the title match. And the match was announced later on. It is official on August 18th. Liam McFerrin will be defending the New Breed title against Shiloh Robinson at the Coronation Cup show. Then we would see the Vince Beach that night as he would take on Jamar Magic Justice one-on-one. And Vince Beach used a lot of underhanded tactics in this one and got the victory, but it was clear to see that he distracted the referee and threw powder in the eyes of Jamar Magic Justice. Through fair means or foul, though, he got the win that night. And I've got something else to mention about Vince Beach a little bit later on in this edition of the interface. Then we saw Blood Money take on Pure Dynamite in that non-title matchup, and Pure Dynamite showed that they have the capability, they have the potential, and with Mike Anthony at the helm, they defeated the tag team champions non-title that night at Heat Strike, although the Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale took hold of the shake weight that they took from Michael Anthony several months ago and knocked out both Chuck Deep and Brad Wesley with it, left both men laying, and later on it was announced that because of that victory, Pure Dynamite would now get their shot at the tag team titles on August 18th against Blood Money, and this is going to be a no disqualification matchup. You gotta say, the no DQ stipulation, I would have to say, favors Pure Dynamite. And Michael Anthony has done so well guiding this tag team. They've got their shot. I'm sure they're going to take full advantage of it, but never count Blood Money out with their tactics that they will try to use to keep the tag team titles at the Coronation Cup show. And then we would see the human horror film Nocturne take on the dark pony J.P. Black, but J.P. Black definitely seemed to have some kind of edge about him in this contest, and being much more aggressive against Nocturne, and even showing frustration more than ever that he could not pin Nocturne earlier in the contest. Eventually he would get the win with a blackout bomb on Nocturne, but JP Black definitely seemed to show a little bit of a different side of himself in this contest, and he even made some comment to Minister Max Burton about needing to talk to him about some situation. We don't know what this is about now. It looks like Burton has someone else he needs to address in IYFW, but the Dark Pony comes out with a victory there, his first victory in IYFW in quite some time. But then it all came down to the main event, the mix-up tag match, the Pillar Roman Dominguez teaming up with the Force from the North Vigo against Drake Evans and Pierre the Beast Vachon. Well, it seemed to me that Pierre Vachon and Drake Evans tried to work more cohesively as a tag team to get the victory, whereas Dominguez and Vigo absolutely wanted nothing to do with each other. We saw a lot of great action in this contest, and it all came down to the final few moments. Vigo, showing his frustration, grabbed a hold of Dominguez, belly-to-belly suplexed him in the ring and left him laying, and walked out of the contest, leaving Dominguez on his own. Pierre Vachon took full advantage of this, grabbed the title belt, and gave it to Drake Evans to knock Roman Dominguez out. Pierre Vachon then grabbed his chain and went right up to the referee to distract him to give Evans a clear shot against Dominguez. But let's face it, folks, Drake Evans doesn't need to use a title to win a contest. He can do it on his own. And he knew that, but when he stand there hesitating, not using the title belt, Roman Dominguez came to from the belly-to-belly, saw the opportunity, delivered the grievance right into the title belt, which went right into the head of Drake Evans, knocking him out, made the cover. Pierre Vachon, not knowing what happened, got the referee away from him. The ref turned around and counted the three. Roman Dominguez and Vigo win that contest, with Dominguez getting the win in that contest. And when the match was over, the Pillar rose the In Your Face Wrestling Championship high above himself, definitely as an indication that he now wants his shot. That's Heat Strike. Now let's talk about August 18th. Because of that victory, the championship committee has decided that Dominguez will finally get what he has been wanting for so long, since November of 2011. Roman Dominguez will be challenging Pierre Vachon for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship on August 18th in Whitehall, New York. This comes from the fact that Pierre Vachon had demanded a challenger on August 18th to send a message to the winner of the Coronation Cup tournament that night. Well, he's got it now. Dominguez has got the spot. The Force from the North, Vigo, had heard a rumor in the locker room that he was suspended from the August 18th Coronation Cup show, and he went right up to Minister Max Burton and demanded an answer. Max Burton did give him an answer, which also explained the new policy now in IYFW concerning wrestlers who put their hands on referees intentionally. Now a wrestler can be fired for doing so, and Vigo was apparently going to be fired by the board of directors for putting his hands on referee Dan Roberts. But Max Burton stated that he went to bat for him and he did not get fired, but he was suspended from the Coronation Cup show, and Vigo was to be one of the 8 competitors in the Coronation Cup tournament. And now that has left that slot open, so Vigo will not be there on August 18th in any capacity. He is not going to be there to wrestle, interview, or anything. So now that we know who Pierre Vachon will be defending the title against, we know there's going to be a tag team title no DQ match happening, the New Breed Championship is on the line, now we can talk about the Coronation Cup tournament itself. We have already announced here at IYFWrestling.com 4 names in the tournament this year: Megastar Michael Monroe, the Mighty Franz Roddy, Loverboy Ricky Williams, and Jamar Magic Justice. Now, I've got the last 4 names for you right here, folks, so listen up. First, we're going to see a man in the tournament. He defeated Jamar Magic Justice. He is Vince Beach. Yes, because Vince Beach was able to get that victory on Jamar, who was already slated to be in the tournament, he has been given a slot in the Coronation Cup tournament this year. Also, someone else that's been given a shot, who's a little bit more of a wild card entry, but he has seen some success in IYFW, the Ninja Warrior Viper, will be in the Coronation Cup tournament this year as well. Blood Money wants a representative in the Coronation Cup tournament, and since Guillaume Desaad and Scott Scarsdale will be busy defending the tag team titles that night, the real Robert L. Coleman has been entered into the tournament as well. And that leaves 1 space left. This was the space that was to go to the Force from the North, Vigo. Well, since Vigo will not be there, it has been decided that the last coveted spot in the tournament is going to go to somebody who was in the tournament last year in 2011, but was screwed over in the Block A four-way that night. I am speaking, of course, of Drake Evans. Drake Evans rounds out the field of the 8 men who will be in the Coronation Cup tournament this year. We do not know who is going to be in what Block 4-way matchup until the actual event itself. But now we know all the competitors, and all the speculation can begin. And we also know that the winner of the tournament will be taking on the IYFW champion, whoever that is, on September 8th in Boston Spa, New York, when IYFW returns there to present Vengeful to the Core. By the way, folks, I've also gotten word that somebody who was suspended from the Heat Strike show, namely the Wolf CJ Scott, will be back on August 18th at the Coronation Cup show. But what's more interesting is that I've gotten word, officially, that the Savage Damon Ravage is going to be at the August 18th show as well. So you'd think that'd be done at the interface right now, right? Guess what? I'm not done yet. No, I've got more information about the Vengeful to the Core show. I'm getting it all out here right now, folks. We're not going to waste any time getting it to you. The first thing I can tell you about the September 8th show is that a match has been signed for Vengeful to the Core that is a rematch from the Memories, Moments, and Mayhem event back in May in Amsterdam, New York. And it will be women's wrestling returning to Boston Spa on September 8th when Mistress Belmont takes on Barbie. These two ladies had a great matchup back in May. Mistress Belmont got the win that night, albeit through controversial fashion, but these two ladies will be facing each other one-on-one on September 8th. And another very interesting situation has come up. A very prominent tag team in the wrestling world has contacted the offices of In Your Face Wrestling stating that they want to take on the tag team champions of IYFW on September 8th. But this team is not asking for a title match. Why is that? Because this tag team already holds a tag team championship. And I am speaking of the NWA North American Tag Team Champions, the Rochester Wrecking Crew. Rob Sweet and Hellcat have put the challenge out to face the IYFW Tag Team Champions, whoever they are, in a non-title match on September 8th. There's no titles on the line. They just want to see the competition IYFW, and they want to see who the better tag team is. So we're going to have to wait till after the Coronation Cup who it's going to be. Will the Rochester Wrecking Crew be facing Blood Money, or will they be facing Pure Dynamite on September 8th in Boston Spa, New York? Well, I think that's all the information I have for you folks. It's been a very long edition of the interface this time, but there was so much to talk about. We've got almost all the information now about the Coronation Cup show. If anything else comes up of an emergency status, I'll be coming at you here at the IYF Wrestling Interface. Keep checking the Facebook, follow us on Twitter, keep checking this website, and we do want to let you know that the entire series of this summer of excitement IYFW has been putting on will be available soon here at IYFWrestling.com at the merchandise section, and you can still buy your tickets for the Coronation Cup show on August 18th and Vengeful to the Core on September 8th. Thank you all very much for joining us. For IYFWrestling.com and the Interface, this is Joey LaRock.